All right, hey everyone, I am back. Time for Hellhunter Part 6. I took a break because this part of the game is going to drive me insane. And a couple of things before we actually get started here. The developer has told me in the comments for these videos that you can only hit the Kraken about, I think, 5 or 6 times in between each attack, so that's useful. So, and I suppose also we found out that you don't hit it 10 times, that doesn't really work. But I still don't like that fight. It's a very irritating fight. But anyway, let's see if we can get through this. I want to say the last part of the torture scene. And then we will go into the maze, and that's where things get really interesting.
Run dialog, type the name of a program.
Let's go ahead and open up the game here.
Desktop list, document, items, view list. Hellhunter Antinomen 1. Items, hellhunterantinomen.txt.
And here we go.
Speech mode off.
So, I'm going to wait for this to
load. Hellhunt new load.
Load the game here.
You have reached Hidden K. Saving Salt. Whip, sir. Whip, the one used today. She definitely knows how to use a whip. Syringe, that syringe. Whip, would she really use? Deus cleaned the whip with maniacal care. She always does that with her tools. Deus cleaned the whip with syringe. Anyway, Elian doesn't feel like he's under the effect of some substance. Bowls, wooden cross strike. Despite the
All right, so here we go again. I've been told to hit the arrow a few times because sometimes these come pretty fast. Yeah, okay, that's why. I swear, it sounds like someone is crumpling up a wrapper or like some like plastic something. Hate this fight. Oh. Damn it. Damn it. This is irritating. We done yet? Definitely one of those areas. Definitely an area where the sound design could be better. Because. Ooh, that was close. Also, if you do try to attack, it sounds like this. She laughs at you. Can we get through this? Can we? Oh, for fuck's sake.
Press the left arrow to load the last saved
Yeah,
game.
yeah,
You
yeah.
have reached hidden saving salt whip syringe. That's syringe. Where would she re- Salt. Saving. You saved the game. Lever. Door. Wooden cross. Despite the-
Okay.
100% life points.
Oh, I tried to attack. Don't laugh at me, you bitch. I don't know why he develops Stockholm Syndrome. Because, there ain't nothing sexy about Deus. Are we down yet? Damn it.
Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. You have reached hidden saving point. Lever. Door. Wooden cross. Despite the...
Okay. Just tap the control key. Let's try this again. Come on.
Less than 75% life points.
I shouldn't have done that. These are like needlessly long. What the hell? Stop laughing at me, you bitch. Sorry about that. At least everyone left, so... Oh, for fuck's sake! Okay. I...
Press the left arrow to load the last saved game.
I'm gonna pause and do
press
this.
Press the right arrow to go...
Alright, so I've gotten to the prompt where you hit control, so let's listen to this.
Hellhunter Antinomen.
This time it seemed endless. Elian is covered in blood, Deus as well. His blood, of course. A pool of blood is under their knees. This time, Elian faints sooner than expected. He's half conscious. His eyes are closed, but he can hear somehow. After a while, he hears the steps of Deus in a hurry. She gets close and makes him drink something. It's blood. That makes Elian feel good, even if he's still worn out. He gets lifted from Deus, and she puts his head onto her thighs. They are warm. Both Elian and Deus are still there, in the pool of blood. She spends quite some time with him, caressing his hair and watching over him, in silence. After some time, Elian wakes up. The stain of blood is still nearby, but his body is clean, even if full of wounds. Making a sudden movement, he feels a lot of pain. The torture has been tremendous. He looks around. Deus is gone. He's still very tired, so it's probably best to sleep more. But not before searching for some other clue.
Oh, no, please don't tell me there's one more. Oh.
Door. Metal tools. Lever.
Okay.
Saving point. You saved the game.
We're gonna save the game.
Group of syringes. They all contained holy water. Wooden shackles. There's something that Elian wants to check before getting some sleep. Blood. The pool of Elian's blood. A detail comes to his mind. Even Deus was covered in his blood, while the holy water was flowing inside his body. Since his blood was contaminated with it, then she would have to suffer from it. But rather, it had the opposite effect, according to her expression. The only possible explanation is that she's wearing his holy symbol somewhere.
Of course she is. Hang on a second. Sorry, I'm going to readjust myself in my chair. There we go.
Bowls. The rice is still there. Now it's almost spoiled. Yet it's still tempting enough for Elian, given his condition. Metal tools. Even the tools are clean and sterilized. Some hours ago, they were covered in Elian's blood. Door. The door is closed. Lever. Saving point. Group of wooden shack. There's something that Elian...
Let's examine.
Group of syringes. This time, Deus used a lot of them. Even the torture lasted longer than the other one. It could mean that the effect of holy water doesn't last many hours. Elian thinks that she can't have an unlimited stock of holy water. Deus must probably go outside the cave to gather more of it, and, at this rate, that time will be very soon. Elian can go to sleep now. Saving point. You saved the game.
All right, save the game.
Wooden blood. Bowl. Metal. Door. Lever. Bowl. Blood. Wooden shackles.
Sorry. Okay. I think I'm okay now. Let me move the chair. Okay.
Elian is ready to sleep. The shackles are quite bulky and force him to sleep on his side. After some time, he wakes up. Deus is not there. Some time passes and still no one arrives. Even the tools and the items inside the room are the same Elian saw before sleeping. Did she actually run out of holy water? After some more time, the door finally opens. A woman enters the chamber, and she is... Amelia? Elian can't believe his eyes. She's relieved and greets Elian. She quickly kneels next to him and unlocks the shackles. She tells him that no one was inside the cave, but she found the keys and went here to check. Since he's imprisoned here, she assumes that there should be even one jailer. So she tells Elian to save the talk for later. Now is the time to run away before the vampire returns. The others are waiting outside. Elian is getting up slowly, so she helps him, holding his arm on her shoulder, and they slowly proceed together as fast as they can.
Let's see.
Blood. Wooden shackle. Group of saving point. Lever. Save. You saved the game. Lead to the chem. Metal tool. Bowl. Blood. Wooden. To the chemistry lab. As Elian suspected, there's a lab here with many substances and tools, even the ones used for torture and restraint. Elian wonders where his equipment is, but the fear the vampire might return is strong enough to make him desist from wasting time searching. You have reached Hidden Cave, Chemistry Lab.
All right, so here we are.
Tools to the torture chamber. Tools. There are many tools used in chemistry on some table. In many points of the room, it's possible to find tools related to her favorite activities. Their maintenance is extremely accurate. Bookshelf. Many of the treated themes inside the books meet Elian's expectations. Science, physics, imprisonment, and torture. There's also actually some books about art. Wardrobe. Elian's equipment could be here, but he really doesn't want to waste any time to escape before Deus returns. Pantry. There's the food and the ingredients. There's also a space dedicated to ingredients used for chemistry. The salt and the sugar are placed in this space. To the entrance, to the torture, to the... Finally, the light of the sky is visible in the path. Elian has almost made it. The woman stops suddenly. What's the matter? You have reached Hidden Cave. Entrance. Light. Amelia. To the cliff path. To the chemistry light. There's the ambient light, the typical smell of the sea, and the sound of the waves. To the chemistry, to the cliff path. She stopped. Before leaving the cave, it's best to check what's the matter with her. To the cap light, Amelia. Elian turns toward her to ask what's wrong. What he sees is an amused expression of Amelia's, who suddenly grabs him and violently slams him into the ground. As she starts to laugh non-stop, her voice and her looks are beginning to distort. That was an illusion. Actually, she was Deus in disguise. She just wanted to make fun of him. She immediately restrains him again and drags him back to the torture chamber as Elian screams in anger and desperation. Deus is still laughing while she restrains Elian with the chains of the room. She says that watching a light turning on inside his eyes just to make it disappear at the climax was simply priceless. The whole performance was totally worth the effort. Elian doesn't immediately understand what Deus means by performance. She chuckles as she sees his expression. She goes behind Elian and pushes him against the floor. Then she sits on his back. From that position, she leans her mouth near to his ear and whispers to him that what she means is that she placed clue after clue, day after day, a flow of information in such a way that Elian would think that he could have a chance to escape. She points toward the syringes and tells him that it was just bait. She still has a lot of them, and actually she really doesn't need holy water to play with him. It was just an experiment to see the effects of holy water on a dampier for torture purposes. She's also a scientist, after all, as he could see in the other room. It almost seems like Deus is able to read Elian's thoughts, and that's exactly what she whispers to him. Her power has the capability to read the rational thoughts of intelligent creatures. She says that she already knows everything about him, about Amelia, the crew. And she tells him that no one will come to save him, and he will never escape from here. Finally, Deus calls him by name. Elian. He has no word to say. He just lies there, with his face on the ground. She reaches with her arm into the case of metal tools and picks some of them. Just for starters, she wants to play a bit with his back. Then they will start with the daily program. Will the torture ever end?
Oh, hell.
Elian must get ready to resist now.
I think I'm going to save the maze for the next part, because I forgot how obnoxious this was. Thank you.
Press control to continue.
Alright, so let's continue here after I adjust myself in my chair. Bear with me, you guys. This is irritating as hell.
After a while, she's satisfied and gets up from Elian. He realizes that he was just dancing in the palm of her hand. He's lost any hope of escaping from here. Deus kneels with both knees on the floor and lifts Elian. Both her hands hold his lower jaw. Both her thumbs are placed at the corners of his mouth. She's looking him straight in the eyes. Deus tells Elian that he doesn't have to worry. Not everything was a performance. Words and rational thoughts have no value. All that really counts are feelings and desires, which is exactly what she can't see with her powers. Her voice wavers slightly. Deus tells Elian that this is what she really wants to know. She wants to know Elian, who he really is, his feelings, his desires, the real Elian. Deus stops to speak. There's a long silence in the room. She lowers her arms that slowly lie above her knees. Then she gets closer to Elian. Her mouth is once more next to his ear, and then, with a timid voice, she says to Elian, "Please, tell me who you really are." Elian listens to Deus. She's different. Her neck is a few centimeters from his mouth. Press the left arrow to bite. Elian stays still. Deus gets up and is about to go for the syringe, but then she notices his empty gaze, which is directed to the floor. She changes direction and picks up something else. She puts the bowl of rice in front of Elian. Then she gently pulls his head from behind with her hand and holds it to her chest. She kindly tells him to eat the rice. Elian listens to her, and, after she goes back, he waits for a while and stares below. The last thing he remembers, before his last ounce of dignity fades, is his nose sinking inside the rice of the bowl. Hellhunter. New game. Move among the options. Load game.
So, I think that's an alternate ending.
Exit game.
Exit the game here. So you have the choice to bite her or not. If you don't, apparently he dies? I don't quite understand what that's supposed to mean. I was asked to do that, so you press the left arrow to make the choice, or you press the right arrow not to. I think this is going to complete this part of it. So in the next part, I'm going to go through that scene once again, and then we'll actually get to the maze. The maze is irritating. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. I need to take another break from this game for my mental health. You guys take care. I'll probably be back here tomorrow to try this again. So, until then, I'm out.